Ask the children of Israel how many clear-cut signs we have given them. Anyone who substitutes the favor of Allah, who changes the elections of Allah after it has come to them, should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strict in retribution. The life of this world is charming to those who are unbelievers, and they mock at those who believe, but they forget that those who fear Allah will rank above them on the day of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives sustenance without measure to whom He wants. Mankind was one nation, having one religion. Later, when people invented other religions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed prophets as bearers of good news and warnings, and revealed to them the book with the true guidance to settle the matters of dispute between mankind. But the very people to whom it was given started disputes after the clear arguments had come to them, because of rivalry between one another. Allah has guided the believers by His will to the truth in those matters in which they had differences. Allah guides whom He pleases towards the right way. Do you think that you will enter paradise without any trials, while you have known the examples of those who passed away before you? They were afflicted with suffering and adversity, and were so violently shaken up that even the Rasul and the believers with him cried out, "When will Allah's help come?" Then they were confronted with the words, "Beware, Allah's help is ever close." They ask you what they should spend in charity. Say, whatever you spend with a good heart, give it to parents, relatives, orphans, the helpless, and travelers in need. Whatever good you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. Fighting has been made obligatory for you, much to your dislike. It is quite possible that something which you don't like is good for you, and that something which you love is bad for you. Allah knows, and you do not.